Turn to Proverbs 6:5. Proverbs 6:5. He says, deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. So let's look at the first part there. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter. Of course, we're still talking about being surety for thy friend, striking hands with a stranger, so you've agreed to pay your friend's debt, and you want to get out of that obligation, but you can't legally get out of it. But what you can do is make sure that your friend pays his debt. So you deliver yourself by making sure thy friend, encouraging him to make sure he pays that debt. That's what we've covered so far. And now Solomon again tells him, deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter. So he uses now an example, an illustration. He told him to deliver himself in, in verse 3. Now he says, as a roe from the hand of the hunter. So it's often good to use an illustration because you can think about a roe and a hunter and what happens to the roe if he gets caught by the hunter. You're like, oh, yeah, that's a bad thing. So sometimes it's good to use an illustration. So this is the second time that Solomon has exhorted his son to save himself from the trap of suretiship, which demonstrates how important it is to do so. If he tells him twice, it's important enough to repeat it. Remember, to deliver is to set free, liberate, release, rescue, save. As I said here a few minutes ago, we can't save ourselves eternally, but we can save ourselves temporally from the consequences of foolish decisions. Save yourselves from this untoward generation, Peter said in Acts 2 and verse 40. So by agreeing to be surety for a friend, one has snared himself in a trap. You'll remember we talked about that in verse 2. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. And a snare, or to snare, is to capture small, wild animals, birds, etc., in a snare, to catch by entangling. So Solomon is using the example of a roe, which is, who remembers what a roe is? We covered that in Proverbs 5.
A deer.
A female deer, yes. So Solomon uses this example. Now, when we hunt, we don't snare and trap deer, right? We shoot them with guns, or some of us use bows and arrows. Some of us who are really adept use an atlatl, like I do. Yeah, right. Is that what it's called, an atlatl? Yeah. No, of course I don't use an atlatl. There are people that do that, but you got to be very talented to do something like that, which I am not. So he uses the example of a roe delivering itself out of the hand of the hunter to illustrate extricating oneself from being liable for another man's debt. Now, in Bible times, you have to remember that things were different back then, right? In Bible times, larger animals were hunted using nets or pits. I'll give you an example of that, a couple of examples of a net and a pit. One each, that is. Isaiah 51, verse 20. Isaiah 51, and verse 20. It says, thy sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. A wild bull in a net. This is not referring to a bull like a cow that would be domesticated. It's a wild bull, which could be an elk or a moose or any number of bison, any number of male animals like that are called bulls. So they would catch a bull in a net. And they also used pits. Look in 2 Samuel 23 and verse 20. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 20. You think Uncle Willie would care if I go out there in the woods and dig a big pit and cover it over? put big spikes at the bottom of it or something? Catch me some deer? 2 Samuel 23 and verse 20. I have a feeling if he drove his tractor into it, he probably wouldn't allow me to be hunting there anymore.
He'd probably be okay with it.
Right, yeah. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 20.
You want to really cover it over with leaves and sticks and everything, just so it didn't make the landscape look bad. Then
oh,
I
yeah.
Think he'd care.
Well, that's how you do it.
You know?
Believe it or not, when we were kids, this is the craziest thing, but back in the woods on the trail, we would go and dig holes. Now, they weren't pits that you'd fall in and couldn't get out of, but we might dig a pit that was like 2 or 3 feet deep and then cover it over with sticks and leaves for, you know, just in case somebody was back there, you know, where they shouldn't be, and we could catch them. Well, if my dad, well, yeah, but, if my dad would have ever fallen in that pit, we would have been in some severe trouble, I'm sure.
See, you thought it was bad when we cut down trees in the neighbor's woods.
This was our own woods, but yeah, if, I can just imagine if my dad would have fallen in that thing. We wanted to protect the place,
exactly.
You know, from intruders or something.
Yes, I think
it
looks pretty nice. You could break a leg in that.
Oh, easily. Yeah. You could definitely break a leg. Okay, 2 Samuel 23:20 says, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." So I'm assuming the lion got caught in the pit as a trap, and he went right down in there and killed the thing. If it was me, I would have thrown large rocks at him and hoped to knock him out, but he went right down there and killed him. So you start to understand why Solomon says, "Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter," right? Because the roe ends up down in a pit or in a snare. And, you know, these are two techniques that are used to capture animals. And once the animal was captured in either a net or a pit, then of course it's going to fight with all its might to deliver itself from the hand of the hunter who is coming to kill it, right? He's snared and he's trying to get out of there before he gets taken. Now, if you become surety, or in other words, you've co-signed for a loan, for a friend's debt obligation, you should likewise do everything in your power to deliver yourself from that trap before it's too late, just like the deer would be trying to get out of that pit or trying to get out of that net before the hunter comes along and kills him. And then Solomon finishes up this verse by saying, to deliver thyself as a bird from the hand of the fowler. And fowlers likewise catch their prey with snares and nets. You look in Psalm 91 in verse 3. Psalm 91. In verse 3. It says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." So fowlers use snares. A fowler is an old word, which means one who hunts wild birds, whether for sport or food, especially with nets, a bird catcher. So just as a bird would try desperately to get out of the net before the fowler comes to harvest him, so we must do likewise if we have guaranteed another's debt. Be like the deer, be like the bird, and try to get out of that net. And in this case, how do you get out of the net? You go make sure thy friend. You go talk your friend into making sure that he gets that debt paid on time so that you don't end up being on the hook for it. And that takes care of Proverbs 6:5, and that takes care of this section here on being surety.